It's a kind of an odd route to eventually arrive at the picture you're seeing here. It all started when I ran across a picture on Instagram, and I've got it linked to on the blog. The picture is a series of bicycle tires, or rather the front axles, and they're all parked in a row, and the front one is yellow-orange-ish, and the spokes are all rusty, and you can tell this has been well used, this bicycle, and then behind it's a red one, and behind that's another one, and it's this really cool picture of these bicycle forks and the rusty spokes. I saw this on Instagram, and I thought, man, the use of colors here is really neat, and there's this green grass in the bottom. And I would have never thought to take a shot like that. And I say that because I have never thought to take a shot like that. And I work on a college campus, so there's bikes everywhere. And I've never really thought about using a series of bikes, one behind the other, and with different colors of bicycles. I never thought about that as a way to take a picture. So I saw that, and it was posted by a guy named Eric Buller. So thank you, Eric, if you're listening to this. I appreciate that picture. It was really cool. I actually set out with my camera with the specific purpose of taking a picture like that. I couldn't do it. And there was a couple reasons why. The first one, I noticed quickly that all the bicycles that I see on campus, and not all, but most of them on the day that I tried to take this picture, they're all new. And they're not, they don't have the same sense of use and history that Eric's did. And it almost looked like I was trying to take product shots or advertisements or something when you see all these shiny new bicycles. There weren't any that I could find, maybe one or two, but there wasn't really a bikes that worked the same way as they did in Eric's picture. And so I thought, you know, rather than trying to recreate what he did, I was going to go in a totally different direction. And I thought, I bet I can find a way to use a bicycle in a picture. So that became my new goal, was to just take a picture of a bicycle. And I eventually came across the one that you see in today's photo. And from then on, it was an issue of how to compose the picture, how to frame the bicycle within the other elements of the picture. There's three key things here. There's the bluish bicycle in the foreground. There's the bike rack to the left of that. And then there's that purple bicycle in the background. And I really spent a while, well, not a while, maybe like 3 minutes, but it felt like a while because there's students all around. Even though you can't see any here, I sat there and waited for an occasion to happen where I could get the picture composed exactly how I wanted. What I was really hoping for was that a student would walk by way in the background and I could fill that gap between the bicycle and the bicycle frame with a student walking. And I got really close a couple times, but it never quite worked. And if you look on the blog, you'll see an example of when a different picture where a student is walking, but it's kind of an awkward walking pose. And the framing is all wrong too. The bicycle in the background is not framed properly. And so I eventually settled on the picture you see here, even though it's missing someone in the background and it almost looks like campus is empty when in fact it was full of students. This was just happened to be taken at a fraction of a second when there weren't any students in the picture. I'm happy with it from a compositional standpoint. I like that there's those three distinct elements, the bicycle in the background, the bike rack, and then the bicycle in the foreground, each one occupying its own space within the picture. And even though it's not an actual, a really good representation of a college campus because you don't see any of those other students, I do think it works out well from a purely compositional framing element or standpoint. And it allowed me to practice that a little bit, which I'm always looking for ways to practice the issue or the concept of properly framing my pictures or my subjects within the pictures. So that's the bike picture for today. Sorry this is going on so long, but I'm just going to cut it off here. And if you see a bicycle or bike racks or something like that, play around with it a little bit and see from a photographic perspective and see what you can come up with. You might be surprised.